British regulators, wanting to curb binge drinking among the young, recently introduced new rules prohibiting the linking of sex with drinking in alcohol advertisements. Not all links, just the ones between attractive people. The changes have left some advertisers, well, frustrated. Lambrini, a popular party drink among young British women, have long run poster ads featuring the Lambrini girls, who with drinks in hand pour out jokes and double entendres about men, dating, and life. Recently, Lambrini proposed an ad in which the Lambrini girls hook a hunky young man in a carnival game in which a fishing line is used to snare toy ducks. The Advertising Standards Authority told Lambrini that the image was unacceptable. "We consider that the advert is in danger of implying that the drink may bring sexual social success, because the man in question looks quite attractive and desirable to the girls," the regulator said. "If the man was clearly unattractive, we think this implication would be removed." Lambrini first ran afoul of the authority with ads featuring provocative wordplay. Since then, the watchdog group has required Lambrini, which is owned by Halewood International, to run its proposed ads past its copy advice team before publication. That service is available to all advertisers on a voluntary basis, but the authority decided that Lambrini's history of flouting the spirit of its rules justified mandatory vetting. Halewood complained that the regulators were overstepping their bounds. "The watchdog makes some very understandable rulings to encourage sensible drinking, but we're not sure they're qualified to decide for the nation who's sexy and who's not," John Halewood, the company owner, told British newspapers. "Beauty, after all, is in the eye of the beholder." The Standards Organization, which is financed by the advertising industry, said its comments to Halewood were intended as confidential advice, since they were made during the pre-approval process and should not have been released to the press. "We're not saying you can't have attractive people in adverts," said Matthew Wilson, a spokesman for the authority. "You just can't link alcohol to sexual success." Lambrini has agreed to modify its ads, and new versions featuring balding, paunchy models will appear today. Left unaddressed by either party was the question of why men might find tipsy women swilling a sweetened carbonated wine drink alluring.